Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us this morning, and you've got a great companion for somebody.
I'll tell you, if you see Bessie's picture, I mean, the caption of that picture should just be pure joy. This dog has such an enthusiasm for life, and I was trying to think of the right way to describe her, and I think this is the best way. If we think about us, you know, we have our best friends and the people that we're just so overjoyed to see, but we can't live with them. They can't be our roommates. They can't be housemates or apartment mates. You just can't live with that person. That's Bessie. She loves other dogs as long as they don't live with her. She tends to resource guard a little bit, and she doesn't share nicely. So if she's got other dogs in the home, she's not that thrilled, but she loves to see them outside the home. They'll be her best friends. I think that's the best way to describe Bessie.
I get that.
I understand that. My dog is the exact opposite of that. Just doesn't like to meet the other ones, but, you know, if they're home and living with us, that's fine. But that's kind of funny. Bessie, if you haven't seen the picture that Gina's talking about, check it out at News Radio 930. I mean, looks full of energy.
And she loves children. She's lived with a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old, and she loved that. She didn't mind sharing her things with the kids. It was sharing her toys with the other animals. In professional terms, we call that resource guarding. She tends to guard her toys. She never was really taught to share nicely. When it's the kids, she's fine. But if there's another dog in the room, you know, she doesn't really want to share her things. That's all. And then some of us are like that.
Right. And so at least we know all this up front. So that's good. Now, she's available for adoption today, but Gina, what does an orange zone mean at the SPCA? Are there any changes with you guys?
Well, you know, back in March, we were on that list of essential services. If we ever get to that point, we expect that we will continue to be on that list of essential services. We are almost in the same place that we were in March. The only thing that changed for a little while was that we lifted the need for appointments for dog adoptions. That only changed for about 2 weeks. We're back to appointments for dog adoptions, and that's every day, Monday through Saturday. Right now, for the other animals, you don't need to make that appointment. That's the one thing that might have to change. But right now, we're not seeing an overwhelming group of people coming in for other animals all at the same time. It's the dogs that attract a lot of people all at once. So right now we're back to appointment adoptions for dogs, no appointments for other animals, but, you know, keep an eye on that. That could change at any time.
So if you see Bessie, you like what you see, and you like what you hear too, and you want to make that appointment, how do you do it?
You give us a call, 875-7360, extension 207. We already have a backlog of phone calls, so your call might not be returned the same day, but your call will be returned.
Okay. You know, fundraising is very different this year. Something that the SPCA relies on because you don't get any government funding. Where does that stand right now with COVID?
Well, you know, it's been we've had some programs that were incredibly successful. We've had some programs that, you know, people have to designate their dollars in different areas now. Some people don't have that income to donate at this point. So Every day's been a little different. You know, we had our Fanimal program that you all helped us with back in the spring. That went very well. We had Paws in the Park, and with Paws in the Park this year, we saw a lot of new people participating in the virtual walk. So even if we didn't make the same amount that we budgeted for, we have a whole group of new people who've been supporting the SPCA. So that's just as valuable. But, you know, it's hit or miss, and we're reinventing the radiothon. You know, we've done the radiothon 15, 16 years now. We have to reinvent that. We'll still be holding it, but it's going to look very different this year.
Well, we know everything is looking different this year, but hopefully it can also, you know, help out in the way that it normally does for the SPCA. You know, looking at Bessie, some of these other animals, for people who, you know, really feel like they need that one-on-one time for adoptions and, you know, they want to spend quality time with the animals, how exactly does that work, you know, when making an appointment? Do you get the normal time that you would if everything was normal before you take that animal home?
Well, you do. When we're talking about dogs, it's a little different with the other animals. But when we're talking about dogs, we strongly encourage that. A little bit of time for that meet and greet, get to know the animal outside the kennel. All animals are different outside of the cage or the kennel than they are inside. So with dogs in particular, we encourage that time. We have members of our behavior and research department who are there to help. We've got volunteers in who are there to help. Not many. You might have to wait a little bit, but we've got some people who are there to help. We've only got one family in at a time. So all of the resources are spent on that family and helping them get to know that animal a little more, teaching them what to look for.
Okay. I bet people can get a lot more information at your website, right?
That's right. Everything is at yourspca.org. And like in the past, we're going to continue to serve Erie County. It's in our title, SPCA Serving Erie County. We take that really seriously. So even as things are shutting down, we'll still be serving the community.
That's great to hear. Bessie, nice black coat on Bessie. Is that all natural black hair?
It sure is.
All right. No hair dye. I've been fooled before, apparently. Gina, thanks so much. Check out Bessie at News Radio 930. And Bessie is available. You have to make an appointment, though, at the SPCA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.